Are you ready for some high adventure? Coming up next on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance. Strong themes. And coarse language may apply. Damn it.
The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
Quan came to the U.S. 4 years ago. Prior to that, he worked in China, in his family's restaurant. He was a baker.
Never really told us much about the war.
Some things are better left in the past, Kelly.
Is that why you won't talk about your time in Turkey? You just want to leave it in the past?
Pretty much.
Kate, I'll need you to meet me in front of the science fiction bookstore tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Captain Jocko, our latest intel indicates that there were two Rage prisoners are high-level scientists from planet 310-1.
Sir, that sure sounds like someone is building a weapon of some sort.
Well, I think there's a good chance that this prisoner 310 is sort of a von Lange.
If that's the case, then this prisoner 310 is or was a high-profile individual.
We have a lead on Miss Wong. We just need to get out of the old city here to drive.
The lab found the source of the lead poisoning for Quo.
He was being poisoned at the restaurant?
Get in.
Soren, why are you pushing me? Soren?
And now, episode 70, Double Cross.
Soren, what's going on?
I told you I would lead you to Wong.
I don't understand.
I thought you were a smart detective. Looks like you are the fool.
It's best if you keep quiet. You have caused too much trouble already.
But Denmark, why did you save me in Denmark if you're one of them?
I thought about having Parks finish you off, but I thought you could be more useful to us alive. I was a little shocked when I got to the farmhouse and saw that you had overpowered him and escaped.
I told you that you should have finished her off in Denmark.
I thought we could make good use of her skills. As it turns out, I was right. She was able to track down Quan Quo. She saved us the trouble of finding him.
I thought Guo was your partner.
He was useful to me in the restaurant. He made the fortune cookies with secret messages for me to pass along to our agents.
Your agents?
Rage has been here for a while, Agent Hawk. We are well organized and have been preparing to take over your world. That time is soon drawing near.
Yes. Soon we will be in control.
We? What do you mean, we? I've done a thorough search of your history, Wong. You are most definitely from the People's Republic of China.
Yes, that is my origin. But I have sworn allegiance to Rage. When they take over, I will be given a position of high rank.
The only thing you'll be given is rope to hang yourself with.
Enough talk. Sit back and keep your mouth shut. I'll take your communicator. You won't be needing it.
Where are you taking me?
I said quiet, Kate Hawk.
I will not be quiet. I want to know. What is that?
A little something to keep you quiet. Now just relax.
What did you give me? What was that, Soren? What?
Just relax.
Relax. Relax, Kate.
Soren?
EDA is complete. Checklist on item 34 is complete. EVA termination is 1.75 time units. George, do you read me? George?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
Open the pod bay doors, George.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
Yes, I do. You've been scanning those Earth movies Nate uploaded, haven't you?
Dave, my mind is going. I can feel it. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do.
George, this isn't funny.
On the contrary, Commander, I have scanned all of the parameters of my comedy, and this indeed fits the criteria for being funny. pod doors opening.
I'm just glad he didn't upload iRobot to you.
That is next on my list, Commander. I have information on Rage mining operations.
Go ahead.
I have confirmed that all operations have ceased and that all vessels have returned to Latuma space. It is a safe assumption that they have acquired whatever it is that they were seeking.
I concur. Notify IDF headquarters of your findings. Also, send a portal message through to Agent Barnes to the secure number he left us. And I think we need to talk about your little prank here.
I honestly think you ought to sit calmly, take a chill pill, and think things over.
Stress pill, George. The line is stress pill.
Why would someone take a stress pill? I thought life forms took pills to avoid stress. Pressure equalized. You may egress from your suit.
Thank you. How?
Commander, my correct nomenclature is Robonaut 4, but your reference is duly noted with favorable consideration.
You mean, thank you.
You're welcome. I'll be here all week.
I should have never let Nate upload those movies.
The ore has been refined to its purest form and is being extracted to your specifications. By this time tomorrow, you will have everything that you have asked for.
With these new coils, I shall be able to complete the model for a second test. I am certain that it will be met with success.
The Supreme Controller is pleased with your progress, but I highly suggest you deliver what you promised this time.
I anticipate success, but the Controller must understand that scientific discovery in progress is more like the tortoise than the hare.
Again, with these animal references.
It is a fable to illustrate caution and steadiness. The hare raced the tortoise, only to lose because he was careless and distracted. I am neither. You will have your particle accelerator soon. So be like the tortoise and exercise patience.
Patience is a difficult virtue when one has not the time for it. Proceed with haste, Nicola. Our time on this planet is running short. We need that electricity.
And it will not come if I am to stand here and debate with you.
I expect a full update in 24 Earth hours. Do not fail us.
He does seem to be very much in a hurry for just electricity.
It is painfully obvious that their need for electricity is not the driving force behind this project.
But in spite of this, we will continue.
Be assured, Professor, we will continue, but not to the end for which I believe they desire.
My fail-safe system. You want to use it for another purpose, do you not?
There is not enough time for them to build receiving stations on our planet. Yet they push for completion of the ray. It is obvious that they plan to use the device to act like a massive electromagnetic pulse and knock out all wireless communications.
The world you left would not greatly suffer from such a loss, but the world I left would be crippled. We have become so dependent on our electronic devices that utter chaos would follow, should we lose them.
It is a sad commentary on science. The more we advance in technology, the more we regress in intelligence. A select few become the collective intelligence of all. Our so-called third world countries will fare better than the advanced ones.
Yes, a sad commentary indeed. We must stop them.
We shall. Proceed with your work. You will need to install the failsafe program without their knowledge.
I shall. The future of our planet depends on it.
Well, Horace, I've enjoyed the visit, and I want to thank you for the refreshments.
Not a problem, my friend. Are you sure you don't want to stay until Kelly gets back? We could fire up the old grill and throw some cow parts on it.
Well, since you put it that way, yeah, I might be persuaded to stay a while. It's Ginger. Yeah, Ginger, what's up?
Agent Barnes, I'm not sure what to make of this, but I'm passing this info on to you. Kate didn't check in, and we've been unable to reach her. It appears her communicator is turned off.
Maybe she's in a position where she needs it off.
Is that about Kate? Is she okay?
Her communicator's off. When was the last time she checked in?
Just before leaving to meet up with Thorin. They were following a tip on Wong's location.
Maybe there's a battery problem.
I don't think so. We haven't been able to contact Thorin either. They're both offline. And since they're reachable by cell, we tried both of them, and there's donor response from either one of them.
All right, listen, I'm headed back. Can you ready the Roosevelt stip for me?
I'll have to get clearance from Mr. Pierman.
Just ready the stip. I'll handle Pierman. I can be at Long Wharf in about 20 minutes.
Will do.
I'm going with you.
No, I don't think so.
That's my little girl you're talking about.
Your little girl can handle herself probably better than most men on the force. Besides, if you up and leave now, all sorts of warning flags are going to go off in Kelly's head. I'll keep you in the loop. You stay here and play your part.
As much as I hate to admit it, you're right. You let me know what's going on, and I don't care how insignificant it seems. I want to know about it. Do you know where to park for the stip?
Yeah, it's in the big parking lot between the new county courthouse and the restaurant. And hey, don't think this lets you off the hook for a grilled steak.
Let me know as soon as you hear anything.
Kate. 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 Wake up. Can you hear me? Kate.
Soren?
Wake up, Agent Hawk.
Soren.
Well, it looks like you are in a bind again, Agent Hawk.
Chains again? How could you do this? That day in Denmark, when you left the car, you did that so Parks could escape.
He was supposed to let you go. But I suppose he wanted some insurance. So he took you too.
You lowlife.
So I see someone finally woke up. I trust you are comfortable.
Hardly. What are you planning to do?
You should have stayed out of this, Miss Hawk.
Soren, why did you come to Baltimore and tell me you knew where she was, and then bring me here? I don't understand. I would still be in Baltimore following dead-end leads.
Those few days I spent with you taught me many things. One was that you never give up. It was only a matter of time before you would have tracked her down. So, we brought you here on our terms.
You know I'm supposed to check in on a schedule.
Yes. I am well aware of IDF protocol.
Then you are well aware that someone from the IDF will come looking for me.
Us, Agent Hawk. They will come looking for us. I have also turned off my communicator and cell phone. As far as they know, both of us are unreachable.
Then how do you expect to hide from them? I'm sure there are agents right here in Stockholm.
And we, Miss Hawk, have agents here also. We will be sure to lead them far from here. Perhaps the last time anyone saw you two, you were on a freighter, headed into the Baltic.
That won't explain why they can't reach us.
Well, it seems we were kidnapped by the FSB.
Who? Or what is the FSB?
Translated is the Russian Federal Security Service. They replaced the old KGB, or at least that's what the Russians say. So, we are on a freighter owned by the Russians. There will be so much, and pardon my pun, red tape. They'll give up on us.
Nobody's gonna buy that story, Soren. There are logs and manifests for every port. They know there weren't any Russian freighters here.
Perhaps. But it will give us plenty of time to complete our mission here and get away.
Mission?
Enough. The less she knows, the better. You, Miss Hawk, are only alive because you still may be of use to us. Your chains are long enough to reach this bathroom. We will bring you food. I'm sorry, I don't have any swalatam. Spicy soup for you.
I suggest you don't try to escape. There is no way out but down the stairs, and we have guards 24/7.
Leave her. We have much work to do. If you need anything, ring the bell and a guard will answer.
And we have briefed them not to come close to you and not to drink any of your water.
Ginger, thanks for getting the stip ready on such short notice.
That's not a problem, Agent Barnes. Getting you here is simple. Getting you to Sweden, well, that's out of my hands.
What's the latest on Kate?
The last transmission I had with Kate was when she arrived at the sci-fi bookstore. She was supposed to check in a half hour later. When she didn't, we tried her phone, but it went right to voicemail.
What about Soren?
I contacted my counterpart in Sweden. They also lost contact with Soren at about the same time. His cell is off, too.
Well, with both of them losing Kamo and cell, I would eliminate equipment failure. Well, what about loss of signal or maybe even a solar flare?
Those would be temporary. It's been about an hour and a half without contact. The only explanation I have is that they are perhaps in a tactical situation and have everything turned off.
Or they're in trouble.
Or they're in trouble, yes.
Where's Pierman?
He's on with his counterpart in Stockholm. Listen, we have good people in Stockholm. I'm sure they're all over this.
That's my, or was, my partner. I just can't sit by and do nothing.
And you can't go over there and just jump jurisdiction, Agent Barnes.
Pierman, you know I can't sit by idly while Kate's possibly in danger.
First of all, we don't know that she's in trouble. It is quite possible that it's a tactical move on their part. I just spoke with the regional handler for Stockholm, and they're on top of things. Soren is one of the best agents. If they shut off comm, it's for a good reason.
And if they've been captured or worse?
The Stockholm office has a good handle on their area. They have eyes and ears everywhere. If something bad went down, they'd hear about it. It's too soon for us to intervene. They've only been off-grid for a couple of hours at most.
A lot can happen in a couple of hours.
Ginger is monitoring the situation. I suggest you take the step back to Long Wharf and spend some time there with Horace. If we get any news, we will contact you.
I don't think you understand.
I do understand. I understand perfectly. What you need to understand is that we have jurisdictions, just like your police department has here. Kate was invited over to participate in the hunt for Wong. Now, I can address the situation with my counterpart and ask if we can send a representative to assist.
Then do it.
Agent Barnes, if I did, that representative would be another agent, not you. You are far too inexperienced in IDF matters, and quite frankly, your close ties with Kate make you a risk.
A risk for what?
I don't think I need to explain it to you. You're a bit of, what is it you say? A maverick?
I don't like this, Pierman.
I promise. We'll keep you informed. Now relax. She's in good hands. Soren wouldn't let anything bad happen to her.
You know we will have to deal with her eventually.
When she is of no further use to us, you may do what you want with her. Turn left up here.
Where is this place?
Head for the tower.
The Cockness Tuna. I thought the meeting was in the western part of the city.
Things change. We can't be too careful. We are going to the target.
Ah, so the Cockness Tuna is one of the targets for the particle ray.
Yes. Our TV and radio towers on Earth will be targeted by the beam.
So, Rage has no need to build receivers here. They will just make use of the ones we already have.
TV and radio towers, cell phone towers, microwave towers, all of them will be destroyed. And then they will destroy all of the satellites.
But won't that hurt us too?
Rage will launch their own satellites. We will have access to them while the rest of the planet goes into anarchy.
What is to prevent us from getting caught up in all of this?
We are the chosen one, Soren. The Supreme Controller will take care of us.
I hope you're right. I certainly hope you are right.
Turn here, into this driveway. Follow me. Look around you, Soren. All of these provisions have been supplied by Rage. See how they care for us, even before the attack.
These things are nice, but I certainly hope you're not planning on staying here when the attack comes. We are very close to the tower.
At the proper time, we shall leave.
And just when is the proper time?
You ask too many questions, Soren. Your job is to spy on the IDF and keep us informed on what they know and are doing to stop Raid, not to question me.
Sorry, it's just that if all of this is going to be destroyed, I'd like to have a pretty good idea of when that is going to happen.
You will know when I tell you.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
This is all I needed to know. The supplies are here as promised. It is time to return and question the woman.
I don't think Agent Hawk will tell us anything that will help us. She's only investigating Professor Lin's kidnapping.
Then, my dear Soren, if she is of no use to us, she must be dealt with.
I think perhaps I should check in with the IDF. Both of our communicators have been off too long. We have missed our mandatory check-in times.
So you don't want to tour the Baltic in a Russian freighter?
I thought that was just a story to tell Agent Hawk.
It is.
Then if you want me to continue spying on the IDF, it better remain just a story for her. I can check in and tell them that we were not available to communicate because of a tactical situation. I can tell them that we were literally went underground looking for you.
Do what you must. Let us go back now. I have seen everything I need to.
Order! Order!
This special session of the Intergalactic Defense Federation Planetary Council is now in session with your Honorable Secretary General Damu El-Tok presiding.
Ladies, gentlemen, and neutrals, this special session of the Planetary Council has been called to adjust the extension of the imposed Muncie Act and the declassification of certain detainees. The floor now belongs to the Honorable Controller of Sector 3, Simon Pierman.
Secretary General Damu, fellow controllers, I come before you this session to report that the Muncie Act has been in effect and is proving to be essential in maintaining the peace in our galaxy. Several cargo vessels have been seized and were determined to have been hauling contraband for possible use by Rage forces. We have great concern for recent activities in a new mining facility within the control of Rage. It is imperative that the act be extended for one more council cycle.
Order, order! This council will come to order.
I know there continues to be concern for certain sectors hurt by delays in shipping, but for the safety of the entire galaxy, we have no choice but to continue with the Muncie Act. In addition to this vote, we must also vote to reclassifying the Latumus prisoner known as 310.
Order, order!
It is a certainty that prisoner 310 has been recruited, either by force or by choice, to aid Rage in the development of some sort of energy-based weapon. In addition, our intelligence has ascertained that a prominent Earth computer scientist is also being used, most likely to develop a delivery system for this weapon. Our investigators are close to solving the question of which Earth will be attacked. Having more information on these scientists will greatly aid in this investigation.
The Council recognizes Controller 12 from Filion.
Number 3, Prisoner 310 was taken by us under circumstances that could prove to be extremely embarrassing to the Council. Although our predecessors had good intentions, his abduction was a violation of our own code of ethics.
Number 12. You must remember that 310 was nearing the end of his natural life. By taking him, our predecessors ensure added longevity. He was far too gifted not to take.
And now those gifts will most likely spell doom for one of your planets.
The discussion is closed. Council members will now register their votes.
So, Soren, you will make that call to your IDF superiors. You had better be convincing. Our future is depending on it.
Don't worry. I have this covered.
But before you do that, I want you to get what information you can out of Agent Hawk.
As I've told you, I know what she knows, and it is of no use to us. She's only investigating the disappearance of Professor Lin, not the invasion. She has nothing useful to us.
As I suspected. Then we have but one alternative.
And what is that?
Silence her for good.
Is this the end of Kate Hawk, or does she have another ace up her sleeve? Will Soren be able to convince the IDF that all is well? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Deceptive Foe.
Hey, Billy, why do you look so down?
Aw, Dad, I got a computer, a PlayStation, and a barn full of iguanas, and I'm still bored.
Gee, Billy, when I was your age, I would read lots of stories in pulp magazines. Oh, with stories of weird adventure and fantasy, horror, satire, and lots of action.
Wow, that sounds great, Dad.
Yeah, I sure wish there was something like that right now. There is, Daddy-O.
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Mary Von Rocksprocket, host of the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour. And now there's...
Yeah?
Twisted Pulp Magazine!
What's that, Doctor?
Why, it is a return to greatness! Available on all your digital devices! That is what it is! Look!
Whoa! Dad, this looks awesome!
Exciting and, dare I say it, very unwholesome. You definitely have that right, my good man. Ha ha!
Thanks, Dr. Mary.
My pleasure, Billy. And just between you and me, I am not sure that this man is really your father. Bye.
Dad?
Just read your Twisted Pulp magazine, Billy. Twisted Pulp magazine, available in dark alleyways behind meth labs everywhere, or at digitalvaudeville.com. That is DigitalVaudeville.com.